Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from the bunker. As you can tell by the intro, this definitely qualifies as a sick woman file. I have not done those in so long because that series would far surpass even HMT. However, when I saw this article, I figured, you know what? Why not? Now, this article was published on the 13th of October. NYPD officer fatally shoots woman at girlfriend's home, police say. Now, different outlets would say it's ex-girlfriend, but since this is the NYPD and it's the New York Times, I'll go ahead and go with this one. A New York City police officer was in custody late Wednesday after admitting to fatally shooting a woman whom she encountered in her girlfriend's Brooklyn apartment and shooting the girlfriend as well, officials say. The officer was described by police officials at a news conference as a 31-year-old who has been with the police department for 5.5 years. And was most recently assigned to a Brooklyn precinct. A police official who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss an active investigation identified her as Yvonne Wu. Now, gentlemen, it is no big secret that of the Alphabet Gang's relationships, they tend to be the most violent, particularly the females. She was off duty when the shooting occurred, officials say. Assistant Chief Michael Kemper, speaking at the news conference, said that the shooting was being treated as a homicide and that the officer being held has been, quote unquote, calm and collected and very forthcoming in telling colleagues who responded to the scene what happened. Quote unquote, simply put, she confessed, said Chief Kemper, the commanding officer of Patrol Borough Brooklyn South. That's all I'm going to say. The slain woman was identified by police officials as Jamie Leong of Manhattan, referring to the officer and the woman whose apartment the shooting occurred in. Chief Kemper said, "We believe they had an intimate relationship." He said that the officer in custody was waiting in the girlfriend's apartment in the Bensonhurst neighborhood when the girlfriend, 23, and the second woman, 24, arrived sometime late in the afternoon. The shooting happened sometime after that, prompting several 911 calls around 5 p.m. So let me get this straight. The offending officer is 31. The girlfriend is 23. And apparently the woman she was cheating with is 24. Gentlemen, these women are not loyal in relationships, even to each other. The responding officers found the girlfriend on the bedroom floor and the second woman on the floor in the living room, Chief Kemper said. The girlfriend had been shot once in the torso, and the second woman had been shot at least once in the chest, he said. That woman was pronounced dead a short time later. The girlfriend is expected to recover, Chief Kemper said. We believe all three parties knew each other, he said, asking whether the officer had used her service weapon in the shooting. He said that there was a quote unquote very good chance that was the case, and that investigators had taken ballistic evidence and a gun from the apartment. Hours after the shooting, officers could be seen going in and out of the two-story brick dwelling at the corner of 19th Avenue and 79th Street where the shooting occurred, and combing the grounds of another house directly across the street. The intersection remained blocked by police vehicles and taped off to pedestrian and cars. Teresa DiGirolamo, pretty sure I butchered that, who lives a few doors down from where the shooting happened, said in an interview that she had been in her kitchen shortly after 4:30 p.m. when she heard four or five pops in quick successions, like you pop a paper bag. She and others who live on the street, which is lined by brick duplex homes, said they could not recall any other shootings in the area. Miss Miss D, who has been on the block since 1998, said she did not realize she might have heard gunfire until the police and paramedics arrived with sirens blaring. When she stepped outside, she saw a woman on a stretcher being wheeled into an ambulance. There was, quote unquote, no life in this person, she said. Well. I'm going to reiterate my question. I wonder if the Alphabet community will come out and say anything about this. And add to the fact that they were Asian women. Wow. That right there is a huge shocker. But sounds like another case of older woman, younger person, she want to be in control. That's all I can gather from this. But hey, feel free to leave your opinion in the comment section. But, once again, I'm going to reiterate this. These modern women are not loyal to anyone, even themselves in relationships. So, gentlemen, why even bother? Why bother? Just saying. But, read the whole article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, particularly of the alternative lifestyle. The power will eventually go out. And as it is an open secret, women of your ilk tend to have the most violent relationships, even though people love to try to downplay it or outright hide it. However, we all know. And with that being said, gentlemen, keep your distance. Keep your head on the swivel if you're in a relationship, because you just never know when one of these females might pop off at you. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.